Meditation is like a shower. Now, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Meditation. That means to think about. Whenever you think of a shower, you think of something that just sort of washes off the exterior dirt, all the oils and things that are not desired on your body, and washes them away until they're gone and no longer there, and then just your pure skin stands forth. But you know, there's more to a shower than just washing away the dirt. More to a shower than just cleansing away the impurities and bringing about your fresh-smelling body. A shower is like a reconversion. Oh, you know, when you think about it, a shower is like a stem cell. Each drop of water conditions the body over which it falls into experiencing whatever the shower is. Whatever the drop of, if it's a hot drop of water, then the body, little by little, is relaxed and made peaceful by the continual dropping of the single drops of water, nice hot water. And the body feels relaxed, and then the heat, which was just on the surface at first, begins to penetrate the body, and it's not a negative heat, but it's a pleasant heat. And pretty soon the whole body is just aglow with the feeling of warmth and the feeling of goodness because of the shower drops of the unconditional stem cells, the undifferentiated stem cells falling on our body. Now, there are some people who like to say, which means they like to take a cool shower. And they like to let the cool water snuggle over their body. Cold water snuggled over your body. Well, that's what they do. They turn on the cool water, perhaps after they had a warm shower, and then they just sort of shake themselves like a puppy dog, and they turn around in the shower three or four times, and they let the cool water drip down them, and they just tingle all over, and they sort of, the skin seems to come alive with a new vitality, and they feel just marvelous. Now, a cool shower is not for everybody. It's a good thing, but it takes away that nice, warm glow. I would say, if you go to bed in the evening, before you go to bed, you take yourself a nice, warm shower, maybe even a hot shower, and then you lay down in bed, and you're still a little bit sweaty, but you are so relaxed, you drop off almost immediately to sleep. Now, you come home from a very busy day and you want to relax, you want to take a little nap. So you go in the shower and you take a cold shower. Now what's going to happen when you take a cold shower? You're going to feel awake. You're going to feel alert. You're going to feel ready to go out and play tennis. You're going to feel ready to go and do things, not to relax. You see, meditation is like a shower. Our meditations prepare us, like the drops of water falling over us, making us feel relaxed or making us feel eager to get out and do something with our lives. What sort of meditation is your favorite? I know my favorite meditation is the peaceful one, where I just think peaceful thoughts, and I think thoughts about the world, that all is in peace, I think I am peace, and I think that everything is good and very good, and I think those kind of thoughts. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. I am whole and perfect. I am my divine self. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. There she comes. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my ideal. Now that's the way I feel when I come out of a meditation. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am so in harmony with everything, so in tune, so purposely relaxed and at peace. And everything I think about, if I think about another person, it's a good thought. If I think about war, I think about peace. I don't think about war. I think about a nation that's at war, and I think peace. And I think, yes, last time I took a trip through their country, and I went through their beautiful forest glades, looking at their beautiful botanical gardens, and looking at the beautiful people who care and who are loving, and that's the thing that I remember. That's the thing that my meditation brings to my attention. Now, if I'm going to take a jump out of an airplane in a parachute or bungee cording or something like that, then I want to take a cold shower first. I want my senses to be all alive and awake and alert and ready for that thrilling adventure. And you say, well, what a stupid, thrilling adventure. Hey, what's stupid about it? No adventure is dangerous unless you make it so. How many people jump from airplanes with parachutes, or how many people jump with bungee cords, and how many are killed? A thousand jump, and maybe one person is injured or something, or maybe not even any. But the thing is, we put the cause in motion by saying that that one is us. That one with a problem is us. And that's not what we want to say. Our meditation wants to be like a wonderful warm shower that strikes every cell of our body, just sort of caresses it and tingles it and says, hey, you're great, you're wonderful, you're whole and perfect, you're ideal. And could there be anything more wonderful than that? Could there be anything more beautiful than that? Think about it. The next time you take a shower, just say, this is my meditation. And if it's a warm shower, then it's a meditation of peace. If it's a hot shower, it's a meditation of changing the body conditions. It's a meditation of cold shower, again, changing body conditions, but also awakening up. Awakening up to who and what you really are. These are the beautiful things that happen in my meditations. And I know they happen in your meditations too, because you're a reflection of me. And your meditations are beautiful and good, and mine are beautiful and good. And it is wonderful and beautiful. Have a lovely day, and meditate whatever way you please. But just know that every way is good. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.